WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Canadian pianist Glenn Gould was one of the most eccentric figures in classical music and one of the most beloved. 25 years after his early death, at the age of 50, his performances are still being reissued. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz has a review of a particularly thorough set of Gould's recordings, 80 CDs.
Pianist Glenn Gould was an indispensable artist, even when he wasn't at his sublime best. No other pianist ever captured his uncanny combination of the sparkling and the gravely solemn. The crisp, clear sound of his touch is unmistakable. The recording studio was more important to him than the concert hall, and even after he stopped appearing in public when he was 32, he continued to record for another 18 years. Sony has released a new bargain-priced set of all his Columbia records, which traces the extraordinary range of his recording career. His first album, in 1955, was his incandescent version of Bach's Goldberg Variations, maybe the single most famous performance of this brilliant work. A very different version of the Goldberg Variations, slower, more autumnal, more deliberate than exhilarating, and more controversial, was the very last recording Gould released during his lifetime. An entire bonus disc is devoted to Gould and critic Tim Page discussing the differences between these two versions. Gould specialized in Bach, and was both apologetic and unapologetic about playing Bach on the piano rather than on more historically authentic instruments. Beethoven was another Gould cornerstone. He recorded 21 sonatas, plus concertos, variations, a marvelous disc of bagatelles, and even a complete Beethoven symphony arranged for piano by Franz Liszt. Very few pianists play Haydn, but early in his career, Gould made a memorable version of a Haydn sonata. Very late, he recorded this one again and five more. He had a low opinion of Mozart and said he recorded his last Mozart sonata just to complete the set. He certainly raced through them. He was essentially a classicist and never recorded either Chopin or Schubert, but he played surprisingly beautiful and sensitive Brahms. His great loves ranged from the early English composers William Byrd and Orlando Gibbons to such challenging 20th century figures as Berg and Schoenberg. He rediscovered unusual pieces by Bizet, Sibelius, Grieg, and Richard Strauss. His strangest disc might be Strauss's melodramatic Enoch Arden, with actor Claude Rains, the police captain in Casablanca, reciting what Gould called Tennyson's drawing room epic.
Or all day long, set often in the seaward gazing gorge, a shipwrecked sailor waiting for a sail. No sail from day to day. But every day the sunrise broken into scarlet shafts among the palms and ferns and precipices, the blaze upon the waters to the east, the blaze upon his island overhead, the blaze upon the waters to the west, then the great stars that clothe themselves in heaven, the hollow of bellowing ocean, and again the scarlet shafts of sunrise. But no sail.
Gould was also a composer. Among his pieces are a string quartet and a delightful vocal quartet called So You Want to Write a Fugue. Both are included in this new set, in which the discs come in CD-sized reproductions of all his original album covers. He wrote most of his own liner notes. He was a good writer, but you need a magnifying glass to read them. Even the new bargain-priced set won't unravel all of Gould's mysteries, but hearing them keeps reminding us that he was one of the most astoundingly original musicians who ever recorded.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and co-editor of the Library of America's new volume of Elizabeth Bishop's Poems, Prose, and Letters. He reviewed Glenn Gould, the complete original jacket collection, on Sony.